Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Tyler Adkisson. Cancer is more likely to be fatal for people in rural areas than for most city residents. Rural patients often live hours away from their doctors and even farther from researchers. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports on a project trying to bring cutting-edge research closer to home.
Just over a year ago, Tracy Detlefs learned she has stage 1 breast cancer. Since then, she figures she's charted some 10,000 miles, traveling from her farm in central Nebraska to area hospitals for treatment. Every surgery, every round of chemotherapy and radiation was a road trip.
Radiation treatments, usually only about 5 minutes a day that they actually have to see you. But for a week, for 7 weeks in a row, you're driving every single day to the cancer treatment center. We're about an hour away from the cancer centers.
Life was already busy. Detlefs holds down 3 nursing jobs and looks after 7 children and stepchildren.
Come on, baby.
And back on the farm near Loup City, Nebraska, Tracy and her husband keep a small herd of Black Angus cattle. I visited during calving season. Walking through a dusty corral, she spotted a newborn lying in the sun.
Love to see a healthy baby on the ground. Yeah, Sean and I both grew up with cattle, and so this is kind of probably our first love. If we won the Powerball, this is what we'd be doing.
But Detlefs says at times during her treatment, the cows had to take a back seat.
We work our full hours and then come home about 6 o'clock at night or so. So sometimes we're out here chasing cows in the dark.
That's not unusual for rural cancer patients. Distance is one of the main barriers to treatment. It's also a barrier for research.
How bad is it nausea? Do you have nausea?
At the cancer clinic in Hastings, Nebraska, Dr. Sitka Shopur, who treated Tracy Detlefs, is seeing another patient who came all the way from Kansas.
And our service area extends from South Dakota to Kansas and west into Nebraska Panhandle.
Shopur says rural patients are underrepresented in research. The big research centers are at urban hospitals in places like Omaha, Denver, Kansas City, or Iowa City. So urban patients have good access to the leading research. He says researchers could be missing environmental and genetic factors that could be unique to rural cancer patients. The University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha started to bridge the gap a few years ago by creating the Breast Cancer Collaborative Registry. Cancer patients provide blood and tumor samples and fill out questions about their family history and lifestyle. Researchers comb the database for patterns.
It collects a lot of cultural information, collects a lot of racial information, collects a lot of age, you know, a lot of genealogy information.
Dr. Edibaldo Silva at the Nebraska Medical Center says the registry allows researchers to ask questions they haven't asked before. And perhaps in the future, a patient's treatment can be tailored to their cancer's genetic ID.
We'd like to be able to say that a given genetic signature or profile will give us more information than the standard microscopic exam that we've used in the last 200 years.
More than 20 hospitals are collecting data from states like Colorado, Nebraska, Iowa, and the Dakotas. More than 2,000 patients are enrolled in the breast cancer registry so far, including Tracy Detlefs from Loup City. And as more sign on, Detlefs hopes researchers will learn if there's anything that raises the cancer risk for rural patients.
I think you're finding if there's any common environmental factors, if it could be anything related to our area that we live in, water we drink, if it's our diets that are different, anything like that is going to help us find different ways to try to prevent it in the future generations.
The good news for Detlefs is that her prognosis is good. It appears the radiation and chemotherapy have worked, and now her case is in the breast cancer registry. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
That's all for this week's edition of Under the Microscope. I'm Tyler Adkisson. Thanks for listening.